John S. Doyle is back with what it says in the papers.
On this icy morning, a headline in the Irish Times asks, how much worse is Ireland's climate going to get? Kevin O'Sullivan writes that the evidence that the world is overheating dangerously is red flagged in scientific reports released in advance of and during the UN Climate Summit COP29. Ireland specifically does not feature in any of them, but the implications for life on our doorstep, our well-being, and where we sit in the North Atlantic could not be more ominous. Potentially the most consequential threshold we may be about to cross, O'Sullivan says, is the switch off of the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC, the current that gives Ireland its benign climate. Meanwhile, there is an election, and a former Taoiseach is offering advice in two papers. In the Irish Independent, Bertie Ahern is quoted as saying on the paper's podcast that the parties of the left are wasting their time if they don't make a pact. And he has written an article for The Times. He reminds readers that in 2002 and 2007, he led Fianna Fáil into an election hoping to be returned for another term. On both occasions, we were successful because we spoke more about what we were going to do next rather than simply reiterating our past successes, he says. In its lead story, The Times reports that Sinn Féin has denied claims that it is planning a 16 billion euro piggy bank heist with its tax and spending claims. The charge was made by Pascal Donoghue of Fine Gael, Minister for Public Expenditure. Sinn Féin is the focus of the Irish Daily Mail's lead story too. The pledge in the party's manifesto to commission a review into RTE's objectivity has been branded chilling by the Taoiseach, the paper says. Simon Harris said he was extremely concerned about the proposed examination of RTE's coverage of the conflict in the Middle East. Similarly, the National Union of Journalists described the Sinn Féin proposal as inappropriate. Fianna Fáil provides the main story for The Independent. The paper reports that the party is facing a backlash from some of its candidates over the government's approach to immigration. Longford West Meath and Sligo Leitrim are mentioned. Standing in the latter constituency, Idel McSharry is quoted as criticising what she called the reckless and irresponsible management of the migration crisis. In an article in The Examiner, Imasha Costa writes that she has been living in Ireland for over 5 years and working as a journalist for nearly three, but has no vote in the general election. Instead of voting, she offers some advice to those seeking election on how to handle migration. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun lead with the closing statements in the civil action being brought by a Dublin woman, Nikita Hand, for damages for assault arising from being allegedly raped by the mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor, which he denies. The Examiner gives the best part of a page to passport-sized photographs of nearly 100 people who the Garda Síochána describes as persons of interest in its investigation of the riots in Dublin last November. It's the lead story for the Irish Daily Star as well. The Gardaí stress, Cormac O'Keefe writes in The Examiner, that some people may be able to rule themselves out of investigation. Five people have already been identified and their images removed. A number of papers pick up on the encounter between Irish film star Paul Mescal and the UK's King Charles at the premiere of the film Gladiator in London. Asked by the show business paper Variety if it was wild to meet the monarch, Mescal said, as the Mail reports, "It's definitely not something that was on my bingo cards. I'm Irish, so it's not kind of on the list of priorities." Asked what he had said to Charles, the Maynooth man said, "I found it hard to hear exactly what was being said. You're just kind of nodding along and smiling."
John S. Doyle.